Firefly Summer by Maeve Binchy. Read by Kate Binchy. Part 1. Chapter 1. The sun came in at a slant and hit all the rings and marks on the bar counter. Kate Ryan managed to take a cloth to them at the same time as she was kicking off her house shoes and pulling on her Wellington boots. She tucked her handbag under the counter and, in almost the same movement, opened the kitchen door to make sure that Eddie and Declan weren't torturing the new girl. The new girl had red eyes and a sad face and was missing her farm home. She might run back to it if Eddie and Declan were at their worst. But mercifully, the appeal of the tortoise was still very strong, even after 3 weeks. They lay on their stomachs and fed it stalks of cabbage, screaming with delight when it accepted them.
John!
She shouted. Will you come down to the bar? I have to go across the river and see what's keeping the twins. They have to be polished and smartened up for the concert, and there isn't a sign of them. John Ryan groaned. His train of thought was gone again. He'd thought he'd manage an hour or two on his own, struggling with his poetry.
Give me a minute,
he called, hoping to catch the idea before it was gone.
No, they'd be late as it is. Listen, bring your paper and pencil down. There's likely to be no one in, but there has to be someone behind the counter.
The door banged behind her, and John Ryan saw through the bedroom window his wife run across the small footbridge opposite the pub. She climbed over the gate like a girl instead of a woman in her 30s. She looked altogether like a girl in her summer dress and her boots as she ran lightly across to the ruined house, Fernscourt, to find the twins. He sighed and went down to the pub. He knew there were poet publicans. He knew there were men who wrote the poetry of angels in the middle of the stinking trenches of war. But he wasn't like that. John Ryan moved slowly, a big man with a beer belly that